When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sandspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, this is Mark Wahlberg, and things wouldn't have went down like they did if I hosted my favorite podcast, Hey Fam.
Kick it.
Tell him to bring out the whole podcast.
Tell him to bring out the whole fam.
We're here. Damn.
We watched a ranking video of DJ Khaled's catchphrases today, and he didn't put...
So it was a guy dancing or something, doing a shitty TikTok dance, yeah. And ranking his phrases, and it would be a great video if it's the first week of him being knowledgeable of DJ Khaled, because the rankings were crazy.
He didn't put someone bring out the whole ocean even in the top three.
It was eight, wasn't it?
Just get out of here.
It was like either he's like a viral master and sticking that shit at eight to... Discussing, to generate engagement.
Yeah, totally. Everyone knows that's about it.
That's number one. Yeah.
He put let's go golfing in number
three.
Two or three.
And that guy, look, it is a great phrase, but it's a newcomer. He's got that you need that. He's got that recency bias.
Yeah.
It's like
I would normally say recency bias, but recency bias also.
That's
works.
Awesome. Yeah, I think I just had a mild stroke. Because that list is definitely a contrarian's list. Because you look at someone's, I agree, bring out the whole ocean. Or even
we didn't even put in the classic ones.
Well, I was about to go through We the Best.
Major Key Alert.
Major Key Alert. I would even put
another one.
The major key is to not ride your jet ski in the dark. That's a top one, I think.
Yeah.
But this list was someone doing a Star Wars ranking and not putting Empire or the original at number one. You know what I mean? On purpose, knowing that putting them near the bottom.
You can't trust any viral video, can you?
No, you can't. You have to put, Major Key Alert. Major Key Alert is probably the big one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, in terms
of God did number two, and I'm that's it's too.
I reckon he's someone that's literally heard of Khaled in the last year.
Generate a catchphrase every month. Yeah, that feels you've known it your whole life,
dude. He put up a video of him wearing.
Oh, I sent that video.
His new catchphrase. What
Mandarin.
Is it? Tangerine. Tangerine. Call me Tangerine.
Imagine the collab with him and Michael. Michael Caine,
the size of a tangerine. Yeah, yeah.
That would be unbelievable.
So it's Khaled wearing these they're brown shorts, suede kind of shorts.
Yeah, they're kind of chino shorts.
Chino shorts.
And they're stitched on a mandarin.
Embroidered tangerines.
The leaves and stem intact.
Yeah.
And they're gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. So and I
the shit you'd see at Inku for $200.
I did a call out. Someone find me what these shorts are.
Someone bring out the whole shorts.
And a bunch
Floridian
of people
brand, right?
A bunch of people use Google Lens. Yeah, it's called Vice Golfing.
That's right. Because he's a fool. I'm thinking of going.
They don't ship to Australia, but I'm gonna try and figure out.
He's got some.
They're $120 US. Not too bad.
That's
for
not too bad. Yeah. He's released some very nice looking Let's Go Golfing shorts.
I don't even golf. I want a ball. Same. That says we're the best.
He makes me want to play golf. I think I'm gonna play golf now. I realized
when you wanted to shoot a gun.
What do you mean? I was talking about that to some a stranger on Saturday. Someone I just
a
met.
Strange.
No, literally.
On the bus.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm doing for my 39th birthday.
The doctor in the medical center I went to. They're a stranger. No, I was talking to someone and I was just people found it really weird that I wanted to shoot a gun. I got complaints essentially. And they're that is weird. You should be able to just shoot one once. And I was thank you. Honestly. Yeah, maybe they're just trying to agree with me, but that's a true story.
No, I agree. You should go shoot a gun once. I think it's about as excited as I am to go somewhere where a stripper comes over.
Gun is so much better.
Imagine if instead of a stripper coming
if
over,
they were coming to kill
someone
you.
Comes over with a gun and goes, you may shoot one bullet each.
That would be an amazing movie.
Yeah, okay.
There we go. Let's come up with a movie.
It's an A24 movie.
It's like a bucks party. Yep. We're talking just like, you know, it's a modern bucks party because you're going to have women there and like there's the girl because that's the best man.
Yeah,
and
of
it's
course.
Just like,
yeah, I love it.
All right, before we do something a little different this year, there's one bullet in this gun. You get to shoot one of us anywhere you want except like head by the end of the weekend. That's like the boxes. He's like, I don't want to do it. Like, you've got to fucking do it. We made a pact
everyone's getting shot tonight. Yeah.
And it's just like, you have to shoot one of us. And we don't want to get shot, but you have to decide who it is. And the guy who's like the stag, the groom to be, or the bride to be. You know what? Let's have more women in lead roles. This is it's a hen's night.
It's so woke.
It's woke. Well, the thing is it's not woke, so we gotta like we gotta make the aesthetics
okay
on the outside. So we've got like a
you're so brave is what I meant to say.
No, I am brave, thank you. And we will cast the redhead from the movie Brave in it. Just
excellent. Merida.
She's not doing anything.
Merida's cupping a bullet to the shoulder.
She's in it. All of the bridesmaids. They're in there.
Does it go wrong? Like, or does it go so right? As in like everyone just cops a limb shot?
Well, he has one bullet, I think. And he's like, they're like,
oh, so the groom has to shoot someone at the party.
Someone.
I thought everyone gets to shoot one.
No. What's better?
I guess it's, yeah, like.
But then it's people pleading their case throughout the weekend. And being like, please don't shoot me.
Yeah,
and he's
sure.
like, oh, I don't know. Like, you were a cunt to me once.
And at the end of the movie, he like shoots himself.
I was going to be like a ricochet. Is it like kills? Or someone kills him because they get so paranoid.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's like,
okay.
Maybe it could go like 70s New Wave American, just like dark. But, you know, low budget, set on a farm or something.
Yep.
I think that's sick.
There should be more. Like,
also, copyright this idea. Weekend. This is a HeyFam production.
Yeah, it's a HeyFam.
You just heard a live development. It's called, Bucks night.
Yeah.
Bucks
weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like Buck Hunter. We can make a pun on that for the tagline.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like mixed. Like,
why did America choose stag and we chose buck?
I don't know, but I got to say this is one that I'm presumably with England with, which is a very rare thing for me to say.
Right. Do they say bucks too?
No, I think they say stag as well.
Okay, right. So we just say buck?
Maybe buck is American. I think stag is British.
My favorite John Candy movie, Uncle Stag.
Uncle Stag. Well, they say, one buck. Maybe it's a money thing there.
Right. Yeah, sure. Bucks weekend. It's like,
Money weekend.
We're making money.
Yeah, it's like Wall Street. We're having a real bucks weekend. That's a sick idea. I'm going to get a lawyer for us and then.
Yeah, you are going to be my favorite director soon.
Well, producer. Yeah, making this film.
Yeah.
This will be my directorial debut.
Okay, great.
Bucks night. Excellent. That's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
Because, I mean, like everyone starts.
Or Buckshot.
Oh yeah, Buckshot's cool. Buckshot is really good. Bucks Buckshot.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah. And it's like strippers. Like you gotta list all the stuff, you know what I mean? Booze, strippers.
Maybe there are strippers there.
A gun with one bullet. What could go wrong?
The groom's like, can I shoot a stripper?
And yeah, and they're like, no. Like,
no, you can't shoot a stripper.
He looks down the barrel of the camera and he's like, no, we sex workers are like while it's not recognized in this current state. That we're in on this holiday, we recognize it as like a real form of employment, and maybe the sex worker kills him.
Wow,
it's like, you're disgusting. Why would you do this with your friend?
And it's a 15 minute movie. It's over.
No, it's like 90 minutes.
Okay, yeah,
93 minutes. That's cool. Hey Fam Production, Hello Family Productions presents.
I still haven't seen Talk to Me, but it dawned on me the other day that thank fuck the writer's strike is going on right now because I feel like they'd be tapped for an MCU movie.
Well, they're tapped for Talk to Me Too.
Exactly.
And Street Fighter.
Oh, they got that.
That was before Talk to Me Too.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
They're developing Street Fighter. I'm not sure if that's known. They told me that in an interview I did with them. And another horror movie, which I have the title of, but I could probably sell that to to one of the rags. But they're like, oh, we have another horror movie in development. And Talk to Me Too wasn't. It was probably being spoken about, but they didn't mention it at all.
It's a little bit Look Who's Talking To.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. To Talk To. I'm over the To Talk stuff. The Too Fast, Too Furious, like,
oh sure,
it's great, but like, don't, you know,
yeah,
don't run into the ground.
So what are we going to talk about tonight?
Let's see. So far we're talking about
the best movie, the most
pro sex podcast in Sydney. Pro sex,
I mean, it always has been.
This is pro sex work.
Yeah, pro-sex, pro... that's about it.
Optics. Good optics. Is that, this episode is all
pro
about...
Pro-golf.
Yeah, pro-golf. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I said DJ Khaled. Plus, I've been watching a lot of... Rewatching a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they're all like retired pro-curb men in that. And they play golf all the time.
Right.
And I'm like, it does look great because like you don't get... To, you don't do that much. You like hit a ball... But I think a lot of people play it to like get away from their like house.
Yeah, because it takes forever.
And I got a good. I like where I'm at.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I got things. I got. I'm busy. I got things going on. I don't need to play it. I think people use it as like a, you know, secret men's business.
Because yeah, like a game of golf takes like 6 hours.
Yeah, minimum. And it's yeah, and it's a weekend day as well. You've got to
go
well.
Ages away. You've got to you know.
I think I'll microdose with driving range. There's one near Fox Studio.
What about Aqua Golf?
I was at Fox on the weekend.
Just built some golf balls into a pool.
Yeah, I've done that at Penrith.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I was thinking too.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty wild. I was at Fox Studios as with someone, and I was calling it Fox Studios because, like, you know, old habits die hard. And they're like, look over there. And I'm like, huh? And there's like the water tower, whatever, the watchtower, the clock tower. It's called Disney Studios now.
Isn't it Industrial Light and Magic are there now?
But yeah, but the whole thing's called Disney Studios.
Crazy.
I didn't even know. And then I Googled it. It was like announced a few months ago. It's like,
because I still, if I'm going to see a movie
Fox,
there,
you just go Fox.
I Google Fox Studios.
Yeah. I always go like, oh, I'm seeing it at Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
It used to be called that. Like, even in the newspaper when you look at
it. We used to be a real country.
We used to be, but now it's Disney Studios.
Well, they bought it, I guess. So.
But like, when I hear the word Disney Studios, I expect a ride or two.
Yeah, it's true.
Because the thing about going there, and I was, you know, I then went on a rant, obviously, but I was like, these coffees, like the ice, like we're paying theme park prices here in this stupid venue, but there's no theme park.
It's such a bad venue.
But it's a horrible venue. They've got it wrong consistently for almost 25 years now. Like every aspect of it, they've fucked up.
I hate when we have to do movies there.
See, I love it because it's like, I can drive there. It's free parking. The cinema's great, and it's like 10 minutes for me to get home.
Okay, you've made some good points. For me, it's like...
It's a great cinema as well.
If I want to drive there from my house...
Oh, you got to fuck around traffic, and find out. That's going to take you an hour.
Like 70 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 20 in bad traffic for me from here.
Damn.
Because it's just like... you know what I mean? Hit Parramatta Road. Boom. I'm going up Cleveland. Hi, everybody. I'm at the movies.
Yeah, maybe I'm fucking up taking the Harbour Tunnel.
Don't do that shit.
You know
shit.
It's like? If you take... The Sydney Harbour Bridge
it's
and like
$21,
the Harbour Tunnel.
Right?
Dude, it's $21.
No,
each
I know
way.
This because I got charged recently.
M2, like, blah, blah, blah.
It's insane.
And I, like, when you don't pay attention, it's just, oh, my car's just beeping.
I now put
those
off
tolls
like,
will fuck you
every
up.
Time I put in a route now, I'm just like.
Why are you putting in a route, brother?
Well, just trying to blame a brother. every time I put in like a route on my map and I'm like, if it's like 7 minutes, if it's 18 minutes difference, I'll still take the freeway now, like the free version.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not paying like $16 to get there a little earlier.
No, 10 minutes is my limit.
Well, you're a busier guy than me.
Especially if the kids are in the car. Go
see,
ahead.
I go, again.
It's like 5 minutes if they're in the car.
Yeah, you're like.
I'll spend $20.
Speed and pay $300 on the fine. Yeah. What are their car etiquette? What's their car
etiquette? No, they're pretty good. Tilly just hates being in the car. She's like 7. I fucking hated being in the car then too.
Did you? I don't think I felt... Neither here nor there about it.
I just have memories of like, I guess because my dad worked in historic housing, which meant like anything that had like a heritage listing.
Oh, sure.
He would go visit on a weekend and I would just go with him.
Oh, yeah.
So every day, every weekend, I would go like minimum.
Let's go heritage housing.
2 hours up the Blue Mountains, 3 hours at Bathurst.
Why were you part of that?
Well, was either that or like, no, actually, no, my mum was working every weekend.
Sure.
So that's why we had no choice. Like, the kids just did.
So you didn't
dad
hate
job.
The car. You hated hanging out with your dad looking at heritage houses.
I mean, I think back then it was like you listened to the radio, maybe a cassette tape.
Yeah, kids have it fine now.
Yeah.
They've got fucking iPads.
Well, yeah, we don't really let them do that in the back of the car, though.
But I mean, it's an option.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's there. Like, it's not a figment of their imagination. Like, it's a thing they can do.
There are cars you can get where the back seats have. TV screen.
Oh yeah, there's cars I remember where they've had like Xboxes in the back and stuff.
On Pimp My Ride.
Yeah, after Exhibit has given me a...
Man, I reckon if I introduced my kids to that, it would be their favorite show instantly.
Yeah, I think it's all on Paramount, right?
Maybe
all the MTV stuff's
on
there.
Yeah, because they watched all the garbage food.
Go Cribs.
Yeah, man.
There's Kid Cribs. Dude. Do you know about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I reckon like that would be amazing. Yeah,
get Archie him off the baking shit.
We're gonna commit. We're gonna watch all of the separate Wu-Tang members' Cribs episodes.
Yeah, and then we're gonna watch a Flavor of Love, Flavor Flav's dating show.
Pimp My Ride was the one though. If you had to choose any of the reality TV shows from that era,
the MTV ones.
Yeah,
bro, you know I can't. You know I'm a Jersey Shore man.
I feel like the Pimp My Ride predates that.
It does it, but I mean,
I feel like that's the next wave. I mean, the original wave,
yeah,
MTV,
sure,
reality TV gimmick shows. Pimp My Ride is the
one. Pimp My Ride was like the best of that era before when they were like hyper scripted. Before, yeah, like Jersey Shore,
it's not really like reality TV. No. It's just like a weird
lifestyle show. But then Jersey Shore, yeah, it was just like, oh, we don't actually have to do anything,
yeah,
except
exactly,
put alcohol in a room, six Guidos, and have cameras going. Like that, and then they were like, oh, we don't even need to pay them either. Like, why are we paying a rapper to host this? Like,
yep,
these are guys that are just, yeah. Then they were like, well, let's save millions a year by doing Jersey Shore.
Those photos of Michael Cera hanging out with the Jersey
so
Shore
good,
gang
with the blown out hair.
We're on Twitter again this week. Well, what's the context behind those?
It's one of those great things where, like, I'm sure there is context, but it's been lost over time. Yeah. And it's just, they work so well on their own.
Yeah.
I love Jersey Shore, man.
I know you do.
It's so funny.
You love your spaghetti rascals.
My macaroni rascals.
Macaroni rascals.
Yeah, yeah. I love my macaroni rascals.
What's better, the fact that Japan calls Jersey Shore macaroni rascals, or the fact that they call Fast and Furious...
Wild Speed.
Wild Speed.
It's macaroni rascals.
Yeah, you're right.
Because, like... If you tell someone what Jersey Shore is, you're like, what does that mean? And this was their logic. And you go, what's a macaroni rascal? And I'm thinking of the situation right now. You know what I mean? It's so racist. It's so good. The fact it's rascal as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it could be any other derogatory term, but there's something so endearing about rascal.
Macaroni rascal.
The macaroni rascals. Dude, it's like calling them ramen baddies or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like calling them udon. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we can't.
You can't compete with macaroni because
it's
funny because
so
it's Italian. And
Japan has a very fun relationship with Italy.
Well, yeah, they were in the fucking axis of power with them and Germany in World War II. It's a very funny relationship. They're fighting us. They threatened to invade the Pacific. They did. My grandfather fought them in World War II, which was crazy when we had Japanese students in the 90s. My mama was like, "Wow, it's really nice that he's like." He doesn't care. He hated the war and there's Japanese people in his house. And like, he wasn't a weird, like, he was weird because he wasn't a racist guy that was in World War II.
Right. Sure.
He was like, yeah, coming in. And they just had like nice chats and war was hell, man. He lied to go to war. He was one of those losers.
Well, he said he was older than he was.
Yeah. He was like 17. Right. He's like, yeah, I'm 19. Let me kill people. Cause that's what you did back then.
Yeah.
I think like if you did that, you were like promised pussy when you got home from like a sweet girl. You know what I mean? They were like, I'll wait for you. And they never did because I've seen Pearl Harbor. But
is that what happens in that movie?
Ben Affleck goes down and I don't mean like on, who was the girl? It might be, it's like that one who is in like Underworld, Kate Beckinsale. He goes down presumed dead and then his best bud was Josh Hartnett. And then he like fucks his girlfriend. And then, like, I think they get married and then Ben Affleck's like, surprise, bitch, I actually lived. And then they both have to, like, defend America when Pearl Harbor gets bombed.
Wait, that happens before the Pearl Harbor bombing?
Dude, Pearl Harbor happens, like, the bombing happens, like, the final third of the movie. It was Michael Bay trying to do James Cameron. Like, I think it was him trying to do Titanic.
God, that's insane.
Yeah, it's a baffling film.
What do you reckon would be a stupider movie to rewatch now? Mm. That or the 9/11 movie?
World Trade Center, you mean that one, the Oliver Stone one? That one apparently is
That one's like okay. Isn't there another one that's like with Nick Cage in it?
That's that one. World
that
Trade
one?
Center.
Okay.
It's like him, Michael Peña, the fireman.
Yeah, right.
Oliver Stone.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I think that one, just because it was made in that like height of like 9/11 fear movies. Like, I don't know. I've never seen any. I didn't watch any of them. There was like that United 93. Just like Paul Greengrass.
It's insane that Wahlberg never made one.
Well, it's insane that he made two Ted films. And he's, you're right. He hasn't made one. Did you see that amazing video today?
So Mark Wahlberg, let's list all of his businesses.
Yeah.
We got Municipal.
Municipal, which is fashion line.
He's like a fitness fashion line.
Fitness fashion. It's like...
I guess he's like the face of F45 in America.
Yeah, he's paid his way in to be... He's like a large shareholder, so therefore he's like the poster child.
He's a tequila brand, which is apparently not bad.
Yeah, he's in a cahoots with two brothers, there's something about Latinos and Catholics.
Yeah.
People from Boston and
two,
Latin.
Two enchilada rascals.
Yeah, the enchilada. One enchilada rascal and one, I don't know, what's a Boston?
Potato rascal.
A cheese, like the Philly fish cheese. Fish and chips. Cheesesteak, cheesesteak rascal.
Philly. Is he from Philly or Boston?
Oh, no, he's from Boston, isn't he? Yeah, some Celtic, I don't know, just beer, right?
Yeah, I was like, they have a big fish and chip scene in Boston.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, he's from the fish and chips.
Boston scene. Beans.
Is that what?
Yeah, that's a big thing. Boston beans, is it?
What are some Boston delicacies? I bet we're going to be like, oh, of course. Cannoli.
Okay.
Boston baked beans, Boston cream pie, cannoli, clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
That's a fun one to work with. But a lot, anywhere by the coast, clam America chowder has rascals, clam chowder, right? Really like sound. Every New England
yeah,
place.
San Francisco. But it's really New England clam chowder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the clam chowder... What's like a fun derogatory term that starts with C?
Well, we've got 2 hours to come up with that.
Yeah. Kitty, we'll circle back to that. what was the question? Ben Affleck. Food.
It was a good one.
Oh, what would you rather?
Oh, we're talking all of Mark Wahlberg's businesses.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. So he has a...
Municipal, the tequila, F45.
He has a like production company that he makes things, documentaries.
The Halo app.
Oh yeah, the Halo app, which is Stay Prayed Up,
and then also Wahlburgers, of course,
obviously, which he is one of the three faces of.
And then, what was Wall Street about?
So Wall Street is about all of these businesses.
Okay,
about him balancing his movie career, and I'm just a car dealership.
He has a new one that he made a video for today, and it's called. It's like it's a towing place, right? It's like a car rental.
It's called like Air.
It's called Mark Wahlberg. Here we go. The whole thing's phenomenal. Let's go.
We're finally here. Toronto.
Wait, no, that's not it at all. God, he has a lot of bullshit. Here we go. Hello? Mark Wahlberg Airstream Outdoor Adventures. That's the name of it. And so he did an amazing video of him doing customer service.
Pretending to take a phone call.
This is Mark Wahlberg.
And you know there's no one on that phone.
I'm telling you.
He's a bad actor in this.
Yes, I'm from Boston, only this. Massachusetts. Yes, I was in the movie Ted. Did you ever see the movie Shooter? Okay. Come on down to see us. We're going to give you the best deal.
Anyway.
If we scripted that, he'd go, yes, I was in Pain and Gain. Yes, I was in Boogie Nights.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I was in The Departed.
Yeah.
Not Ted. He's so Ted pill.
Yes, I won The Departed.
Yeah. Yes, I'm the winner of Departed.
If I was Mike Wahlberg, I'd walk around in a t-shirt that said, I survived The Departed.
That would be sick.
2002.
Always wearing those little booties that you're wearing.
So what year did that come out?
2006.
2006. Fuck.
Where'd you go? 2002, 98.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
It feels like a late 90s movie to me.
Yeah, but it's not.
But yeah, insane. So if you go to the Instagram page... Mark Wahlberg _RV. It's his new business.
Whereabouts is it located?
In Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. So I think he has a few in Columbus because he has...
What's his connection to Columbus?
I don't know, but car guy actor Mark Wahlberg talks about opening shops. He has a Chevy dealership there as well. He has three Wahlberg dealerships by the looks of it, all in Ohio. Oh, no, he just opened his sixth dealership. So there's something going on. The latest addition is the second Mark Wahlberg Airstream and RV. So he has RV and Chevy dealerships, but only in Ohio.
Okay, his Instagram bio, actor/producer/owner/partner. So first you have his tequila brand, Flecker. Then Wahlburgers, performance inspired nutrition. Which is the health and performance
active
nutrition.
Oh, that's
nutrition.
Like his supplement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unrealistic Ideas.
That's his documentary production company. Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet.
Okay.
F45 Training.
Yep.
P448, which is Italian Kicks for Leisure.
What's that one? T-what?
P448.
P448?
I guess it's like an Italian,
is it shoes?
Italian sneaker brand.
Bizarre, because he already has shoes, as we know, with Municipal, which is what we're like vibing for.
Then the Halo app, which is his prayer and meditation app. And then he doesn't have app Municipal listed, but he does have his website, municipal.com.
Yeah, okay. Maybe, and you know what? That would be a big, like, the people in municipal would be like, well, we'll pay for you to put the URL there.
Yeah.
And you don't, look at this. I found he's got an official site that's all of his, it's just markwahlbergchevy.com. And it's just all of his Chevrolet dealerships. And he just has Chevy places. Like, click to see details.
I mean, you know how there's the joke, though, that you can, like, you know, go to Japan and live off Evangelion products?
Yeah. It's you not can, the joke. It's my...
You can go to America.
Lifestyle I've chosen.
It's your plan for next year.
Yeah.
You can go to America and just live off Mark Wahlberg.
You know what? You
now.
Could kind of almost do that here. We've got Wahlburgers, Wahlburgers F45.
Every day, F45. Yeah, so you eat
you
the Wahlburgers.
Get the tequila.
Then work off the burgers the next morning at F45.
Yeah, get the tequila.
And get the tequila. Don't need water.
No, you don't need water. You can download the Hello app, my friend. That is country.
Worldwide.
Yeah, that is country agnostic.
But maybe you can import a Chevy from Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet or an RV from Mark Wahlberg _RV.
Airstream RV. Come on, brother. Let's get it right.
Holy shit. Just crazy.
It's out of control.
And then, and you're like, I want to document this process. Who else are you going to call but unrealistic ideas?
Yeah, I need a film about
the production
this.
Company.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like he makes it too easy.
It's bizarre that he made, like, and it makes sense now, sorry, that he made, like, instead of making multiple movies, he just, like, recut Father Stew 10 times.
Yeah, and he's like, no, this time it's going to work.
He's like, you know, so I can't be bothered making another movie, just re-release a different cut of Father Stew.
Because, like, he's kind of just accepted now that he's, like, not part of the A-list club anymore, you know? It's so fucking weird to think that he was in Scorsese films, David O. Russell
films. He was in
Spike Jonze films.
Uncharted 2 last year.
Yeah.
So he still would make a blockbuster, I guess, but like...
But who's asking him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like a toxicity associated with him.
I still like him as an actor.
I love him as an actor.
Yeah.
He's always delivering.
Yeah.
He's lions really well. But no, he's always he always delivers.
Yeah. Pain and Gain.
Brother, I'm
thinking... Imagine Pain and Gain too.
Pain and Gainer?
Yeah.
Is he? Yeah, he's in prison in the end, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, and like I know it's based on a true story, whatever.
Just
fabricate
they get
a
out
sequel.
The next day.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just all the boys back.
And they're suddenly 10 years older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seriously.
I mean, yeah. I wonder what, like, I'm really curious about what Anthony Mackie's career looks like now. Like, do you reckon they're even going to make the movie where he's Captain America?
Well, that's the one with
Harrison
Ford.
Ford.
They're making it. Yeah.
I
feel so weird. Like, I mean, I commend them for following the comics in the sense that, like, Falcon does become Captain America back and forth constantly, right? Like, between him and Steve Rogers. Like,
and Bucky as well.
It never
lasts. Yeah,
like, it always ends up being Steve Rogers, right?
Yeah.
But it is. I do commend them that after casting, like, Anthony Mackie, who was, like, not a big actor when he was in Winter Soldier. Like, he wasn't, like, an A-list actor.
He was in Pain and Gain.
Well, he was in Pain and Gain, yeah. But that's, like... beyond that's like S.
Yeah.
But I do commend them being like, yeah, he's going to be Captain America. Like, that's kind of like strange to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I'm like, yeah, it's kind of weird that his first thing was like a TV show, which is so like not majestic after like Cap's last outing in Endgame.
Do you remember, I feel like if we go back and listen to these episodes where they announced that, I reckon we fully are like, we drank that Kool-Aid.
Of course we did.
We're like, that's a great idea to explore this because it's a longer story that needs
to be
followed.
Well, also like we thought that they would do those.
Yeah.
We thought that, oh, cool, they can take slower beats, but no, they didn't.
They just drag things out. And
Yeah, but who knows what's going to happen now if that movie even comes out.
Mm.
Like, apparently Echo is coming out this year.
Is it really?
Apparently.
I thought they deaded that one.
No, that's happening.
Wow.
They're like, the deaf girl, Daredevil one.
The one from
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Apparently it's like coming out.
Interesting.
I reckon it's going to get Batgirled.
I mean, like, remember, there's like, is it 24 episodes of Daredevil coming as well at some point, right? Like,
it's insane.
I just feel like this. This,
yeah, Echo out 2023 on Disney Plus, but I mean everything will be delayed.
What do you reckon?
Surely.
What do you reckon we're going to get sooner? Echo season 2 or One Piece season 2?
Echo season 2. One Piece season 2 is not happening.
So
that comes out like this weekend.
Tomorrow, dude.
How do you
feel?
The
31st. I mean, like I've said since it's got announced, there already is a One Piece TV show that I don't watch.
Yeah, now there's two.
And I can happily just make it two.
I will watch the first episode with you. Like, not with you.
My expectations are so fucking low.
Yeah.
I just like, if anyone like has a passing interest in One Piece and is considering watching it,
please just read the manga, right? Spend the hour that you would spend watching the first episode reading the manga, and then maybe you might get hooked just off that 1 hour that you spend with it alone. Maybe that's all you need. But yeah, I just, god damn it, dude. I know some people are like really believing that this is going to be the one.
Like, how can they after every, like, if Cowboy Bebop, which
Cowboy Bebop, which is like a relatively, I mean, the biggest fuck up with Cowboy Bebop is that they didn't go, oh, Cowboy Bebop works because it's 13 episodes.
Yeah.
It introduces you this amazing word, then there's a movie.
Hmm.
That if they stuck to that structure a bit more, instead of like, well, they only got through like the first 7 episodes or something.
Yeah, I didn't watch it all. But I mean, like, the thing is, like, Cowboy Bebop is for anime very grounded comparatively.
Yeah,
it's like, it's very simple premise. You know, it's like cowboy. It's, well, cool, I mean, it's a high violent. It's jazzy.
It's a high concept, but it's very simple. Grounded in its execution.
Yeah. Whereas One Piece is like very fantastical. And
it's insane.
It's a fantasy. It's like crazy fantasy.
The fun thing about comics, one of the things that draws me to comics and manga, is that
Stan Lee writes them all. Right?
You're only limited by your skills as an artist or storyteller, right? Like, you can tell the most high budget story through comics because you are just drawing the action,
of course,
the, you know, the
locales. And it's that great thing where it's like, it's literally your imagination is the limit. It's not like a budget, or it's not like availability of effects.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think comic book movies have completely lost it for me because there's no imagination in them anymore.
No.
And
there is, and it means nothing now. Like, we see like Multiverse of Madness. It's like, I don't care. Like, it's not impressive.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's like, I don't know. Like, you know, there's visual effects artists working their asses off, and they're doing great work. But it's like, when it's committed to a page and it's an artist and a pen and an inker, you're just like, I totally get what you mean.
And it's no one person's idea. And I felt this while watching Ahsoka this week too. We'll get into that.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes.
Oh, wow. I just watched the third before you came.
And now, a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I
didn't think you'd watch it.
I wanted to at least give it a chance, because I was doing that thing where I was like hearing people's reviews of it and going like, yeah, that's right. I mean, like, no, I haven't watched it yet. Why are you
Become one of them.
Exactly. So I wanted to give it a shot. My biggest criticism of Ahsoka, and this is the first two episodes, is it is so, like, okay, this whole time that ever since she was, you know, announced to be, she was in Mandalorian season 2, everyone's like, she's like one of the best Jedis. She's one of my favorite characters from Rebels.
Jedi.
Isn't she a Jedi?
No.
What is she?
She's just a force sensitive person.
Okay.
Well, she leaves. She quits Jedi. Her training when she's a Padawan.
Okay, right. Sure.
So she's never
becomes a Jedi.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure. Well, she's still not a Jedi.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you reckon she's going to become a Jedi?
I don't know. That's why she's like not a Jedi.
Okay.
And that's why she's very critical of the Jedi.
But anyway, I'm excited to see what all the fuss about is with this character.
Yeah.
I would have thought that if I was doing a series that breaks this character away from the animated shows, which I know a lot of people love, but yeah, we're going to focus a series on this character, that you don't bring all of the, like, this is a, it felt like a sequel to a series.
It feels like Rebels season 5.
That I haven't watched. Yeah. So my brain was like, well, why don't you just do another animated series of Rebels season 6? Like, what's, why make this live action? I don't understand. Like, does anyone really want this version that we're getting of this? I don't know. It felt so unwelcoming to me.
Yeah, right.
And I've seen a fuck ton of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. I was very curious how it would work for you.
I just had, and like, I liked the opening. I really was really into Ray Livingston's, like,
damn, he's so good.
Entrance at the beginning.
Him and his Padawan.
It felt more like Star Trek than Star Wars, that the very first scene where he comes on board.
Reminded me a lot of the prequels, this one. And like, then this series.
But like, I finished the first episode and I was like, well, I know nothing about Ahsoka,
I think we're going to find out.
That cool intro where she like...
the Indiana Jones moment.
Yeah, where she makes the droids like fall in the ground. That was cool as hell. But I'm like, you know, obviously when you watch a show, you're going to learn about other characters. But in the first episode, why do I know more about Sabine Wren than... the title character?
I think we're going to find out a lot.
Yeah, I don't have time for that, man.
Yeah,
it's just like, well,
you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. I know, but I let it. Oh, my other enormous criticism with this is: remember when fucking lightsabers killed people?
Don't they? Oh yeah, yeah. No, Qui-Gon's the only guy that died from a stab. Everyone else can live now.
I hate it.
Yeah, bizarre.
It removes it as like a serious.
Yeah,
like
that's so weird.
And cool weapon.
Yeah.
So Sabine Wren. Spoilers for the first episode of Ahsoka.
That's been out for weeks now.
She, like, the fucking lightsaber goes through her stomach.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I guess maybe you could argue that the science of the lightsaber, you know, it cauterizes the wound as it does it. But like, I don't know, it was that. And then there was that chick from the Obi-Wan Kenobi show. I feel like she got stabbed
like in the stomach
50 times by a lightsaber in that fight.
And no one gets killed anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the point? Don't stab someone through the heart. Like, but then, you know, Filoni, he's responsible for being like, isn't he the guy who's like, oh, Darth Maul didn't die, even though he was cut through the middle?
I think that was George Lucas's call.
Okay, right. Okay, sure.
George had
he got the go ahead, and maybe that's where the influence comes from.
He's like, yeah, he's got that George. He'll always use that guarantee in any decision. He's like, it's what George would have done, and that's probably how he gets anything across.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
I was very curious how it would play for someone who doesn't know.
I went in there thinking I wasn't going to like it because it felt like all the MCU Disney shit. And it didn't.
No, it felt like... I loved the like slower, deliberate pacing of it. I appreciated its quietness compared to like Mando.
It just felt like a cartoon with the fun removed to me.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do a lot of... From the second half of the series, from what I've been told from someone... It's going to do a lot of like younger Ahsoka stuff where you probably learn there's like a time difference between two halves.
I'm not sure yet. I also have no idea when this is set. And that bugged me more than most Star Wars things do.
It's set straight after like Mandalorian, like concurrently, because that woman that they free at the start of the ship, the prisoner, she's the woman that gets captured at the end of the Mando episode that Ahsoka's in.
Oh, okay. Right.
So she's the woman that Mando.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
On that, like...
Yeah, it didn't feel... It felt like it was before Mandalorian.
Right, no.
I don't know why. I can't explain why.
Because it says, like, in the start, like, Morgan Elsbeth, that's her name.
Yep.
And it's like, she's being transported because of her, like, Thrawn-ness.
Yeah.
Her allegiance to this
empire. Is Thrawn magic?
No.
How come the witch was like, Thrawn is speaking to me through space and time?
I mean, maybe he's using a device.
Okay.
No, he's just hyper intelligent. Thrawn is essentially Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
He like deduces. He's like, his power is his brain, and like learns. And they kind of, I don't know if they've said in this episode, but like he will go to a planet, learn, and rather than like, this is why he's such a beloved character. Rather than like learn about their military strength or like what their numbers are, he'll go to like look at their art and look at their culture, and he will like collect it and be like, okay, this society worships this type of thing, therefore if we use this strategy, like he's very, because he's from another area that's not, it's very, it's kind of complicated to get into, but I'm sure they will
get into it to some degree. But he's kind of like the anti-Darth Vader. He's like, hates Vader. He's like, you come in and like destroy everything. He's like very calm, collected, and very a chess player.
I read the comic book adaptation of one of the Thrawn novels, and he's like a prisoner at the start.
He's a prisoner, and then he ends up being like, I can help you, and then he ends up rising, and everyone hates him also because the Empire is traditionally all human. They're like a xenophobic, you know, mind. He's like one of the only people and members of the Empire who's like non-human. He's a chiss. But no, he's not magic, he's just like hyper intelligent,
right?
But I don't know. I guess maybe he's using a bee, or maybe she's like a witch. Who knows?
Yeah, I
going to another galaxy is very exciting for me. They've never left the Star Wars galaxy, and all the rumors point to that's where the skeleton, that series skeleton crew with the kids and Jude Law. It's about them being lost in another galaxy, so that it'll all link up.
When's that coming out?
This, well, everything was this year, but now with the strike, who knows?
Echo's in it, right?
Echo is
Jude Law. Echo.
That's why they get to the wrong galaxy, because she can't hear them when they're giving directions.
I thought he said two.
Yeah,
Galaxy Two. In its positive, it doesn't feel dumb like that last season of Mandalorian did.
It feels like they have the lead actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the last season of the Mandalorian.
Oh yeah, of course. They didn't
have their actor because of like Last of Us and COVID really fucking ruined some plans for that series. There were like scenes apparently they showed where he was supposed to like take his helmet off and like have these big emotional beats.
Yeah, man, I loved the first episode with that weird fucking robot.
Oh no, that was like the second one.
I thought that was going to be like a bigger story throughout the season. I really did not like, despite being a like what I liked quite a lot of Bo-Katan. But
I like the Mandalore scenes, like them on that like big ship riding around.
But I really feel like this episode should have given you like a quick little catch up on Rebels before.
Sure, I get they've stuck like official things up on YouTube and on the Disney Plus app. That's like the last, like his your Ahsoka backstory. There's a video that's like, I mean, again, this should be in the show to make you feel you should have to watch supplemental stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's like a road. They were hammering it on YouTube. They were like, Rosario Dawson explains Ahsoka in 3 minutes. I think it's always going to be hard, though. It's like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You know what I mean? You're going to piss off fans who know who this character is by learning about them again. Okay, and then they're also like,
ultimately, at the end of the day,
7 seasons of her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you rather get the story being told the way it is now, or would you prefer an animated version of it?
Oh, this way, for sure.
How come?
Just because it means... Because
Rebels looks like a fucking Lego game.
Because Rebels looks like a cutscene from a like the Philips CDI Zelda games. No, I want this for sure. Okay. Just because she's a great character, and there is a stigma towards animation that people won't watch.
Well, especially when they make it look like
especially
Rebels
when
did.
Disney don't give it any money and it looks dog shit. And yeah, I think it's great. You know, it means also she can be used in live action stuff. She doesn't have to be relegated to animation. And I mean, like, we don't know what's going to happen in this series, but you know, that means she can be with Rey. She can be with Luke. Like, she can be with anyone. Like, we don't know how old her race lives to. Like, it's like getting her in Grogu live action is great because it means you can stick them anywhere down the timeline and it works.
So she's immortal.
Well, I don't know what their aging is like. Like, that's always a great thing with Star Wars. You can be like, oh, Chewbacca, he's 250 or something in Return of the Jedi. And it's like, it doesn't matter. He could be 30, but it's just like, oh yeah, they're aliens. People age differently. It's dumb. It's so good. So yeah, I'm glad they're live action because it means, you know, she's one of the most popular characters. And also like people younger than us, she's their Star Wars. People who watch Clone Wars on like cable and Rebels. Like, I know a lot of younger people who like Clone Wars is their Star Wars. They don't care about the movies. It's got like a huge following. And I find that super weird because I'm like, while I've watched every episode once, I'm not like a crazy fan. Like, I'm like, oh, it is really good.
But I remember when we had Steele on in like the first like 20 episodes of Hey Fam, Steele Saunders, who hosted a Star Wars podcast at the time.
I'm not sure
does he still do that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's more like YouTube now.
But I remember he was watching Rebels and was complaining about the fact that they'd started using those spinning lightsabers as helicopters.
To travel the around. Inquisitor one.
And like, I remember like that just sounding so silly, and like there's no way that would ever be in the same canon as like, you know, the movies.
Yeah.
But it is. It's kind of cool that it is.
No, I was hoping in the second episode when that Inquisitor guy is fighting her.
Yes, yeah. When he,
I was hoping it was going to fly away. Because right. I was like, this is going to piss off so many people. And I was like, I want to see it. I was like, that you kind of see one of them does it in Jedi, one of the games, like one of the Inquisitors lands doing it, like slows down their land. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, people hate it. I love it though. See, if you wouldn't do that if you had a spinny thing.
Yeah.
But no, yes, I'm glad they're live action. I think Rosario Dawson's awesome.
She didn't get to do much in the first two episodes acting.
She's like lost her groove, but I guess this series is about her finding it back. She's okay. Because like it's kind of complicated. Not really. So she's Anakin's Padawan. She's super annoying. People hated her when she came out, and like everything in the world, people come to love the thing they hate.
Yeah.
She gets accused of treason as a Jedi, like for like someone sets her up, another Padawan frames her and says who disagrees with the Republic and is like framing Ahsoka and bombing like the Jedi temple and stuff. And they blame Ahsoka. Then they learn it was someone else, but she walks away. She's like, no, she's like, you guys blame me and we're fucked. I'm leaving. And then she just kind of becomes a Ronin, like leaves, lives by herself, she changes her like lightsaber blades to white to show that she's like neutral. And ever since then, she's like never completed her training and is not a Jedi.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. We've not really had an official Star Wars character who is like a Force user who can like actually use the Force and fight, but isn't affiliated with a Jedi or a Sith. I think that's really exciting. And I love that part of Star Wars. And I really love what they're doing with Sabine, where it's like, it ties into like George's original thing where like everyone has the Force in them. And if you can train, you can use it rather than being like, it's your surname and sure. bloodline, which that's my least favorite thing that they did with Star Wars. And they get into it more in the third episode. You haven't seen like she doesn't have the Force, but Ahsoka's also like, well, you know, if you try hard and like it is in everybody and like Chirrut, you know, he can like sense things and he's not a Jedi or a Force user and can make things float. But
who's Chirrut?
Donnie Yang in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Remember how he was like sensing things? Yeah. And it's like, I love when the Force is like that, when it's not like you are a Jedi and live in this temple and wear robes. I like when it's this more democratized thing that different people can tap into differently.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I feel like...
Which the Rise of Skywalker completely undid.
And or completely ruined me for these series.
The standard is crazy. Love that show. It's insane. It's such a brilliant show.
It was so standalone as well. Like, you actually don't even need to see Rogue One.
No. Like, I mean, watch that afterwards if you want.
Yeah, sure.
No, Andor is like...
If you want to see the story get worse.
Andor is like incredible. Andor is like...
But it also, like, I just loved how, like, little presumed knowledge there was. It's like, you could recommend it to anybody.
You'd drop a name, maybe, if fans would get it, but you don't need knowledge. Like, space Nazis are bad.
Yeah, like, Mon Mothma, I guess, is the closest thing to,
And she was in Ahsoka this week, and it's great, too. She's such a great actress, the person who, like, has, like, just played her now in so many things. She's the Chancellor of the New Republic, which is
like,
cool.
Every time a new character would come on screen in Ahsoka, I was like, is this a Rebels character? So
there's only two.
Oh, right.
It's
So Sabine Wren and Ahsoka are the only two.
No, in addition to Ahsoka. Hera.
Hera.
Oh, and the droid.
And then also, Ezra.
Oh, yeah, he's not in it yet. It's just like a recording.
Well, they're trying to find him. And he's withdrawn.
He's like the MacGuffin.
Who is also in Rebels.
But he's also in other
Which
things.
Characters aren't there then?
I guess everyone. No, but they're like big to me. I'm not like, they're a Rebels character. Like, I know them from like other media as well. Like Thrawn.
Thrawn, sure.
He's got like heaps of media
about him. He was like a novel first, right?
Yeah. But yeah, even in the new canon, he's like got heaps of other media. But yeah, Hera, Chopper, and...
Not my Chopper.
Sabine. No, my favorite Chopper is the one that does comedy. You know that one? The like stand-up Chopper?
Oh, yeah,
The guy who pretends to be Chopper. I loved the crawl at the start, the like different crawl. In red.
It's red, yeah.
But didn't do the traditional yellow and the like 45 degree
cascading
tilt.
Into the background, yeah.
And I really like the score. Like, just really, I don't know. It felt nice and sparse. It felt different.
Yeah, well, I'm glad this is definitely one for the boys.
This is one for the
boys
for the Clone
who watch
Wars,
Rebels is what I mean.
For the Clone Wars kids. Yeah, this is one for the kids who watch all the animation. A lot of people I know who watched the animation like this way more than the other live action as well. So it's interesting.
Yeah,
like
I said, everyone has their own version of what Star Wars is to
some
them.
It's like yeah. the prequels. Some it's, as we know, just the original trilogy.
I
some
don't know what my Star Wars is.
Well, that's kind of a not a problem because of you, but that's the problem that we're now facing because it's so... Like some people just love Knights of the Old Republic and they're like, that's the best Star Wars yeah, ever. Yeah, and yeah. it's kind of, I guess this is the curse of being...
I guess mine is Visions. That's my favorite Star Wars
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very you as well.
Yeah.
Mine are the films, obviously, like the mainline films and my Star
yeah,
Wars.
Yeah, obviously there's though. Yeah.
That's like...
But then I have to like accept the last one. I fucking hate that
one. But I
mean
like, besides the original trilogy and like two of the sequel trilogy, like, you know, the good thing with the all nine Star Wars movies, 4.5 of them are dog shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like as yeah. films. But that's kind of... fun like that. I kind of love that how imperfect it is.
Yeah,
I'd hate how if they were a perfect series.
No, I would like them all to be good. I reckon
that's not Star Wars.
Yeah, okay,
it's a
sure.
B. Like, think of it. It was like this is the thing. The DNA of Star Just Wars.
Remember when like it was even before Last Jedi came out. Like mm. When Force Awakens came out, it just felt like anything was possible. And I feel like we lost in a way.
I still think it's like early days.
It's been a decade.
8 years. 8 years. Since The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
It's been 8 years. In that time, we've had like 4 live action series, which is 4 more than I ever thought we would get.
Sure.
Bunch of films. I don't know. It's more than I ever anticipated getting. Because like I said, I said goodbye when episode 3 ended. I was like, that's it for Star Wars.
Sure.
So this is way more than I anticipated.
I just kind of wish that there was just a show called Star Wars instead of there being like a bunch of like...
Well, that was the original plan. George had the series called Star Wars Underworld and each yeah. episode there was no main character and it was set during the 20 years, the dark times between the Empire starting, the Empire ending, and it was like the underworld of Star Wars and there'd be some regular characters like maybe Jabba, maybe this, but each episode would be like 2 or 3 episode arcs that focus on
yeah,
something.
That's
and
like
it.
The ideal thing that I want.
Maybe it'll happen. Anything is possible. No idea is ever thrown away.
And I thought, yeah, even like... I don't know if they I feel like they need a break before they do Mandalorian season 4 now.
I think they have to because of Last of... Oh, no, they're not doing Last of Us till 2025.
Really?
They've already written all of Mando season 4. I think Mando season 4 is going to happen, yeah, but we're getting Skeleton Crew and or season 2 before Mando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Andor season 2.
Yeah, same. I mean, again, it's being upheld by everything's up in the air because of the strikes.
Yeah, totally.
They started filming it and then they stopped filming it. But then, they filmed a bunch and then they were like, oh, we can't have script writers on set. But I think that only lasted like very few days.
And then
Big Tony G,
picket lines, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was there. Well, of course he was. You can't write Andor and not.
Yeah. But yeah, he was like doing a speech, I think.
Yeah, right? That's what I mean. You can't write Andor and not do that.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Not feel impassioned. Yeah, yeah. Andor is like just the greatest Star Wars thing in since like that, like... Like think about yeah what you just said. You're like, man, I feel like anything's possible. It's crazy
that
we got Andor and the Last
that
Jedi.
Is a good point. You're
like
right.
Andor and the Last Jedi, which I think is like a phenomenal, and Visions,
yeah,
2 seasons of Visions, like that's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
Andor,
and we'll definitely get a 3rd season of Visions.
Of course, I think we'll get like multiple seasons.
The you know the anthology series by the African animation studio. That,
oh yeah,
that's on Disney Plus now.
Oh really?
I need to watch that.
Yeah, me
I don't
too.
Know what it's called. It's got a
but
cr-
no,
it's
the
got
fact
a crazy
we've
name.
Got like 3 or 4 like insane standouts. From this era.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
like, totally. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just more of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I'll keep watching Ahsoka. Don't you worry. You don't
yeah,
have
yeah.
to.
Yeah. You let me know if, you know, how many episodes is it going to be?
I think 8. They're all 8.
Yeah. You let me, well, Kenobi with 6.
Oh, I think this one's 8.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's 8. Mando's 8. This Mando. Is like part of that Mando verse.
Remember how good Carl Weathers was in Mando?
He's so good. Just that cape. He just walks out. He puts his hands on his belt and says, Mando.
I liked Clancy Brown in...
So he is a voice actor
yeah,
in Rebels as that character.
Oh, right. Okay,
so it's
sure,
very
cool.
He's like one of the only people who gets to play themselves. Like Bo-Katan.
Yeah.
Live action.
He voices one of my favorite characters in Venture Brothers.
He's like 10 voices in Star Wars as well.
So it's
cool that he's finally
he's a great
that character.
Voice actor.
Yeah. And it's cool to see that he's still kicking. He's like this, the governor of Lothal and is in a bunch. And I never realized it was him until I saw, I was like, oh fuck, that's him. Sick.
That's great.
He's so good, man. He's such a, he's like when you see like a Walton Goggins pop into something.
Or like
you know?
A Coen brother. Regular.
Yeah. You're yeah, just yeah. like, oh, like this scene's going to be good. Love that motherfucker. But no, One Piece. I'm going to watch the first app.
Oh, God damn.
Just for the pod.
How many episodes are there?
I don't know. Netflix don't say. Maybe 10?
Fucking hell. How long are they going to be? Are they going to be 4 hours?
Oh, you know, some are going to be 30 minutes and some are going to be like 90 minutes. You know that finale is going to be 73 minutes.
Dude. I definitely could not believe it when I paused Ahsoka today and it still said like the episode one had like 20 minutes left. I was like,
but Disney Plus, 10 of those is trailers. Sorry, 10 of those is credits.
That really dragged that first. I think the second episode I may have liked more than the first one.
That was shorter.
Yeah.
The new one today is like
that's the key.
30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
They always do that. They always start with like a long ass first app. You know that Disney Plus model.
I mean, do I just put One Piece on in the background and watch it all? I don't know.
Do whatever you want. I don't care. What are you going to do?
I'm just thinking about it. I'm thinking about those pieces. I'm very curious about what we get in this season.
I just want to know who this is for.
I mean, it's for Hollywood to make money. It's for Netflix to make money.
Is it in hopes? Has Oda done it because it's in hopes of like people discovering the rest of the media?
It is the highest selling comic book of all time.
That's what I mean. Do you know what's so weird? Someone I know today is just like, there's someone who like watches a lot of anime and reads like manga and stuff. Like, oh, I've just started watching One Piece. I'm 50 episodes in. It's okay. I'm like, what? I was like, why don't you read it? Like, I'm like,
yeah.
Well, even
so many people watch anime though, because it's just like you chill out. You don't really need to pay that much attention.
But isn't a manga you do that and it's heaps quicker?
Yeah.
Like you can read a chapter of a manga.
You say there's a stigma against animation. There's an even bigger one about against reading.
Yeah.
You suffered from not being able to read for ages.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like knowing, I guess I'm breaking it down story-wise where you've told me like, you know, you can read like three chapters in like probably like 15 minutes.
If not less than that.
But then like when it's one chapter is like a 25 minute episode.
Now it's like every one to single one chapter of One Piece
is an episode.
It's a whole episode.
And that's what I mean. When you crunch those numbers, that's like so 10 bad. Times longer than you reading it.
Yeah.
It just, that baffles me. And also knowing that like the quality of animation ebbs and flows, right?
Yeah, totally. There's like, like, two to three episodes a season where it's like, oh, watch this one because it's been animated well.
That's so weird. That it's like an animated show.
And then it will show you like the what you missed last week. And you're like, oh God, like you could sit.
How do they elect it? Are they like, this one's a good one?
No, it's because the budgets are tiny. And so they have
Why do they pick one in particular?
Because
I mean,
it'll be like an epic moment.
Or like a big fight or something.
Or it'll just be given to like an animator
or something.
Or a director who has way more time than others, and like that'll be the one episode they do all season.
Yeah.
So that is spend.
Who does it?
Toei. Yeah. Who also did the first Slam Dunk
and the Slam Dunk anime series.
Yeah, totally. And like, yeah, Slam Dunk anime series is a great example of like a cheap looking 90s anime,
but
so much charm.
Also, like, I guess it started at the same time as One Piece, right? Like the anime Slam Dunk. Like, it's probably around the same time.
No, way earlier. Slam Dunk's late, very late 90s. Sorry, One Piece is very late 90s.
But when was the anime? 96? No. Or did the anime start as the series started?
Like the manga Slam Dunk anime? Is like 95, I think, yeah.
Okay, so and not
then,
too
and
far.
Then One Piece is 99.
Oh, yeah. That's not too far.
Oh, it is though. Like in terms of like style, technology.
Yeah, of course. Listen to this.
It's the cat. Kitty.
How good were the
I'm sorry, are we boring you, Kitty?
How good were the cats in Ahsoka? Puppet cats thing.
Kind of gross, I thought.
I love them. The Loth cats. See, again, if you watch the series, you've seen them animated for ages.
That was it.
See them translated.
Really was it another? You forgot another character from Rebels.
All right. Order of things that you could do in your life. The quickest thing to do is literally watch Clone Wars and Rebels. Then it's read all of One Piece. And then it's One Piece anime.
There is not a single person on this earth that has watched all of Rebels and read all of One Piece that would tell me to read.
I'm not saying to you. I'm saying to a listener. Here's your order of things that's easiest to do.
It's
like the amount of time it takes to do. Watching Clone Wars and Rebels, you could probably do in like a few weeks.
Yeah, sure.
Reading One Piece, that's obviously going to take longer. Watching the One Piece ongoing anime,
that's such a time. I would never do that in my. You know, I would definitely sooner watch.
There's like
Rebels
over 1,000 episodes, right?
Yeah.
This guy's a father as well.
Well, he doesn't do shit on the anime, man.
No. The guy that was telling me, they're like, oh, I've started watching this. And I'm like, are you going to finish it? Like, I'm a completion. Like, I'm one of those guys that, like, even if I hate something, I have to finish it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's not over yet. Like, I have to give the person.
Tommy started reading Slam Dunk and One Piece. And then the other day he goes, oh, have you read Hajime no Ippo, the boxing manga? And I said, oh, no, I haven't, because it's never been officially translated. And he goes, oh, I saw that there's some, like, a fan translation online. Yeah, I might go in. I'm like, dude, fucking finish one of the other ones you started. You maniac.
I am such a stickler for, like, I need to finish this thing before I watch it.
Yeah.
And this is, I guess, another thing with, like, week by week versus binging, like, watching. I'm, like, very, it's so hard because, like, yes, you should be able to look at things like One Piece. Maybe if I don't like the first episode, I won't watch the other nine, but they might be the best nine things ever or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
I wish that was week to week, One Piece. I probably would watch it all if it did that.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, it's going to drop, you know.
Do you have a prediction for what the fucking post-credits scene? You know how that's definitely doing?
It's Chopper. It's Chopper. I reckon it's going to be the yeah,
from,
yeah.
From Ahsoka.
And I reckon it's... Yeah, no, from Sydney, the comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's got... And I actually reckon that they've got... Because, that you know, they fan-casted her forever ago.
Isn't, like, Chopper, like, a dog or something?
Yeah, yeah, but they, like... Chopper's, like, mentor is a doctor who everyone wants. What's her name? She was in Everything Everywhere All at Once. She won the Oscar. She was in The Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
I reckon they've got her for this role.
Really?
Yeah. I reckon that's going to be the big post-credit scene, is her. It's going to be a cut to her in the doctor's office hearing about the new wave of pirates. And then she goes, what do you think about that, Chopper? And then you, like, it like glimpses at him.
You
and
see
it,
like, a close up of the eyes or
an outline.
I think you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Because remember they did that with the
Yoshi egg.
With the Yoshi egg, but also for Cowboy Bebop, they were like, showed Ed, the character that, like, comes halfway through the series.
Yeah.
And, like, that was the, it's like, fuck, I hate post credit scenes.
I think I have, like, so much of my life is taken up by, like, how much I love One Piece, the manga. And I love the movies. I love the merch.
Have you seen all the movies?
I've seen, like, six of them.
How many are there?
Like 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's so many.
What do they do? Just, like, read the early ones, retell stuff?
No, it's all crazy new stories. And I like them. I guess it's kind of like Star Wars is for you sometimes, where they don't really fit in the timeline.
Yeah.
But
that's what's fun.
But each of them come out and it's like, oh, well, everything you like about the series when this was pitched is in this movie. So it's this weird snapshot in One Piece history where they're doing this weird side adventure.
Sure.
And there's always a bunch of cool, like, slice of life, like, just them just hanging out.
Yeah, things you don't get.
That I always enjoy. Yeah. Because there's so many characters now. Like, I buy all those gachapon of all the little One Piece figures.
Dude.
And they,
No, I was joking.
But, like, they just keep announcing waves and waves of them. And I'm like, fuck, I can't.
So they need to kill off some characters. They should, some characters should get, like, scurvy or something. And
yeah, true.
Kill half of the, what's the boat called?
No, you don't want any of the Straw Hats today.
Well, what's the boat called?
The Going Merry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Merry already died. It's the Thousand Sunny is the boat now.
Is the boat, like, talk?
You're going to think this sounds bad, but actually it was the greatest. The soul of their first boat the boat was able to communicate with them.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, the Millennium Falcon has a brain. I get it.
Yeah.
Snowy sometimes can, like, talk, you know, to some characters.
Yeah, of course.
I get it.
Yeah.
No, it's like, it's fine.
If you got into One Piece, the manga,
I told you I'll probably do it one time.
Yeah, one time. Oh, yeah. I assigned you homework.
Yeah, I've read the first issue of... Oh, no, you know what? I got halfway through it. And then I'm like, I've actually got to watch... I'm presenting a movie next week. So in my leisure time, I'm watching all these films by that director. So I have... I know what I'm talking about.
What do you do in your bed, though, when you get to bed?
I've been actually, like, watching things. I go to bed now just to sleep, just because I have to practice good sleep hygiene.
But I read before I go to bed. That's how I get drowsy.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that?
I don't. I like to finish a chapter or a book before I sleep. I don't like to leave it hanging.
I read until I'm like, ugh, and then, like.
I do that, but I hate that feeling.
Oh, I love that feeling so much.
And then I'm like, No, I can't.
I love my favorite thing to do is to be so tired that by the time I close my eyes, I'm asleep within seconds.
Yeah, sure.
No, but maybe that's me being in my privileged.
Well, I sleep with sleeping. Like earplugs and stuff. So I have to dull myself down. Yep. Man, I took a screenshot of my sleep the other day.
You got a full apnea machine on? Or
no, they said my thing's not severe enough for apnea machine.
Is that a win?
Huh?
Is that a win?
Yeah, I don't want to wear that. That's like gross. But they're like, it's not severe enough. But look, that's my watch tracking. So the orange is awake.
Oh, fuck, dude.
And that's deep sleep that you need the most of.
Oh, man.
That's like an average night of sleep for me.
So Angus gets like fuck, is it 1 hour of deep sleep?
I think that was 57 minutes.
So all you need to do is sleep with your watch on and it does this for you?
Yeah. So you put it on sleep mode, just like that one. And then it tracks your sleep in here and it just adds it to your health.
Should I do that for next
week?
Because I guarantee you mine's just going to be all deep.
It's going to be that.
I just go, I'm out.
That's a good night's sleep for me.
Fuck, dude.
How sad is it?
That sucks.
That's why I'm like, that's why I'm fucking dumb.
I get woken up like once by one of the kids.
So that was last night.
Like 5 minutes.
Look, I had a lot of core, but then I had enough. Like I have so much wake up.
You have all your deep sleeps in the first hour of going to sleep.
Yeah. And then I just wake up for the rest of the night.
Oh man, that's brutal. Does it recommend it? Is it like you're fucked? Is that
It'll be like, I average this. Like it just tracks stuff. It's like, here's my respiratory rate, my heart rate. It doesn't like say you're fine. It just probably is like, you poor motherfucker. Like it looks bad, doesn't it? It's like not a nice graph. Look at that. What the hell? Oh, like what am I doing there? Look at that. That's like,
do you wake up and look at your phone? Or
it tracks it from this. It knows I'm moving.
Yeah. Right.
I like, don't like to look at my phone. No, I put it on sleep mode. I try. And even when I wake up, if I need to go to the toilet, I do it with my eyes closed. Like I go and sit down to piss.
Oh yeah.
I like feel my way.
You're gonna
like,
do a night sit piss.
I'm like, as soon as light touches my irises or whatever, I'm awake.
Yeah.
So like, I just walk through the house grabbing walls and shit.
Whenever someone says the word iris.
Oh, I don't want the world to see me.
Goo goo doll time.
So don't think they'd understand. GGDT. Goo goo doll time.
Goo goo doll time. Hey, it's not only is it goo goo doll time, it's also
Pay Fam time.
It's the end of Hey Fam. The beginning of Pay Fam can be found over at patreon.com/HeyFam because we do another episode of Hey Fam as soon as we stop recording Hey Fam. It's called Pay Fam and you can get it at patreon.com/HeyFam for $5 a month. You get a bonus episode every single week. We're going to record one right now. I'm going to talk even more Slam Dunk because I saw it for a third time just before we recorded today. We're going to talk a bunch of video games that we've been playing lately. And they just announced there's a new Nintendo Direct about Super Mario Wonder.
I saw Ninja Turtles.
You saw fucking Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
You ate pizza. I ate pizza, but it had nothing to do with Ninja Turtles.
That's a shame.
I don't know. I reckon the pizza rate was better, but we'll get into
But I got to see the new Ninja Turtles movie and you didn't.
That is a shame.
That sucks for you. It's great for me.
Sucks for me, dude. But yeah, anyway, come over to patreon.com/HeyFam.
Don't be fucking dumb.
You also get our Discord access and that's a great place to be.
It's so good. Everyone's in there now going, it's great to be here.
And we'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.